Start your mornings with radio's favorite morning team, Dennis and Tawny, and Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX. 1460 WVOX.
Welcome to the Steve and Lou Show, or the Lou and Steve Show, no matter how you call it. Steve Mayo and Lou Feliciani behind the glass. Chuck is spinning the music today for us. Started off a good show. All right. The Eagles. Right, Chuck?
Glenn Fry.
The heat is on. Yep. All right. Before we get started, I want to make a couple of announcements. Today is a day everybody is off of work. But the true meaning of today is we celebrate the American worker. We celebrate the unions. We celebrate the union, the office of the unions, the people of the unions. We celebrate the farmers. We celebrate the factory worker. We celebrate everybody. And mostly we celebrate that poor guy who's schlepping back and forth to work, trying to make a mortgage payment and putting his kids through college the right way. This is what today is all about. This is what we celebrate. Steve?
100% with you, Lou. It's the good men and women, the decent people, the John and Joan Publics, who put our nation to work and supply us with our food, Lou, with our product. Unfortunately, since the internet and the rise of China, we've had fewer people working in our factories. You know, that's a particular favorite subject of mine. But, Lou, this is a day where we recognize them and we should salute them and say they need our concern just like every other interest group in the country, including, of course, the public employees, Lou.
Exactly.
You were a public employee yourself.
Yes.
Safety workers, fire, police, sanitation.
Exactly. And that's what today is all about. You know, and, you know, people don't know that no more because everybody's getting that stimulus and an extra $300, $400, $500 unemployment that runs out. Thank God it runs out this month or whatever, this week and next week it runs out. This way people go back to work. I mean, I went to an appliance store. I need a new stove. They told me back order. You're not going to you can't get it, Lou, till at least November. If they're lucky, if they get it for Thanksgiving. I mean, not for nothing. It's ridiculous. Everything's on back order. Construction costs. People want to put a deck on their house. They can't get material. Everything's on back order. No matter what you buy, everything's on back order. You know, this got to stop. We got to get back to normal here.
Lou, the left has to recognize that there's more to an economy than putting money in people's pockets. It's more than welfare payments or even salaries, Lou. People need to make stuff.
I totally agree, Stephen. Another thing is, too, we can't go for another closing. I mean, you know, you always hear the uptick in this virus here. You think we could stand, this country could stand another year and a half, 2 years shutting down?
We couldn't handle it.
We couldn't handle it. More people would be going out of business.
It'll be uglier than anything we've seen.
I just want to touch on a couple of things, Steve, which you, first is the storm that we had. You know, it was terrible. It was terrible. People losing their houses and basements flooded and everything else. And this is up here. Mamaroneck was underwater. Parts of Rye was underwater. Harrison was underwater. My wife's building at 3030 Westchester Avenue is still closed because the water flooded out the elevators, which is a WestMed building. And it's still closed or whatever like that. It's crazy. This is all from urban sprawling. You know, everybody says these 100-year storms. These 100-year storms right now are more frequent. They seem like they're every couple of years now. This is, to me, it's too much urban sprawling. We put too many people and too many in a small area, and it doesn't make any sense. The Sheldrake River in Mamaroneck overflows. The sewer systems, they had to reduce sewer systems. They overflow. They can't handle the volume. They can't handle it. Then you want to put 30, 40, 50-story buildings up in Nerva Shell which is going to add on to the sewer system. And now you look back and you say, after this storm, you know, you got to think of these things before these storms.
Well, Lou, a couple of years ago, we heard about an infrastructure necessity, an emergency. Then we heard there was a moratorium on new Con Edison hookups and then new sewer hookups. Lately, I've heard more recently of new water supply hookups being delayed or denied. What is the truth? What is the reality? I'll tell you what, Lou. You will die on a vine waiting for Latimer or Bramson or Maher, for that matter, any of the local politicos to tell you what the truth is. That should be the active issue of campaigns, Republicans and Democrats. I'm not faulting only the Democrats, but they're in control around here. And if the Republicans had any sense, which is a big supposition, they would be debating not some of these extraneous issues, important as they may be, Lou, but they should be talking about quality of life, the ability of this area to support the population. And you're right, Lou, too many parking lots. The engineers will tell you the ground's not pervious enough, so it can't accept all this rainwater. In addition, of course, we believe there are climate changes afoot, and we have to face that too.
You know, we have to start looking at what we're building. It's too much now. It's too much. We got to cut back. And they say, well, we don't have enough space to sprawl out. Now we're going to go up higher. But you're still putting into the sewer systems. It, no matter if you go, you don't have the, we don't have the land, let's say, in upstate New York or up in Dutchess County or something like that. We don't have the land, but they want to go higher. So we're going from 10-story buildings to 30-story buildings to 50-story buildings, which if everybody flushes the toilet at the same time, is an overflow into the sewer systems here.
Potential drought of water supply, for sure, Lou. And your point is so on point. Let's face it, what's the place downstate that has a lot of capacity for sewers? Manhattan. Manhattan is underpopulated now, we know, because all those office workers, what is it, a third have gone back to work? Maybe. You've got permanent changes there, possibly, Lou. Maybe Manhattan should be taking all this new construction and new residential inhabitation. And you're right, Lou, upstate New York, we should have policies encouraging people to go to the great old cities of upstate, Lou, Rochester, Syracuse, Buffalo, for example. You know, Yonkers just became the second largest city in the state, displaced Rochester. These are great cities upstate with streets and sewer systems that are underutilized.
See, over here, Steve, in this area where we're at now, these sewers were built 100 years ago or more. These sewers were built. When these sewers were built, there was maybe 10, 15,000 people in an area around here. That's what they had, the max. Now you're talking about millions of people with high-story buildings and more volume, more business, and everything else. These sewers can't handle it, so we have to build new, which creates a more problem of raising taxes or whatever. That, you know, this all should have been looked into from the beginning, before you put all this building up, because who pays for it? The taxpayer, the homeowner.
And also, Lou, let's face it, let me correct myself. When Yonkers is not the second largest. Buffalo is the second largest. But Yonkers displaced Rochester as the third largest. But, Lou, you're right, too. And this goes on to immigration policy. Why are the government officials from Washington down to local and school boards participating in flying undocumented immigrants into Westchester County Airport, Lou, when our schools are not big enough to support them and our public infrastructure is not big enough?
I totally agree.
Were injured in basement apartments over the last few weeks?
Oh, yeah.
Illegal conversions of
basements. A couple of people died in the basement apartments here because they were illegal apartments in these basements. Horrible. They flooded to death.
Isn't it crazy? Everything's interconnected. You know, government is a whole nest of issues, and I think we have to look to our politicians. It's easy to say global warming. That's fine. Climate change, global warming, I recognize it. But there's nothing we're going to do about it tonight, Lou.
No.
But we can do things about controlling our inner city. And the last thing we need to do, and our suburbs, is defund police. Thank you.
I totally. That's a ridiculous statement when people say defund the police department. You know, how much can you do? You know, New York City, people come from all over to go see a Broadway show, a play, go out to dinner for the night. Who's going to come if crime is up? Who's going to come if murders are up or whatever? You're killing the economy even more. That's suffered enough already.
It's already happened, Lou. You know
it's crazy what's going on here.
Manhattan's way down with tourism. There are several incidents in Times Square. We know about horrible shooting incidents. Many shootings in the Bronx this last weekend, Lou. many people used to visit the Bronx, if nothing more than to see Yankee Stadium and the Bronx Zoo. This law enforcement issue is not going away, Lou, and I'll tell you, could you imagine if we had a storm like last week's without police presence and fire department vehicles rescuing people?
Be crazy. The phone number here is 914-636-0110. You want to share in the conversation or you got something you want to say or whatever. Another thing, Steve, I want to bring up is we're coming to the anniversary of 9/11 next week. It's 20 years. 20 years ago, 9/11 happened. All right? So what we do in the last month, we left $87 billion, with a B, billion dollars of equipment in Afghanistan. We hand over Afghanistan to the Taliban. We know that the Taliban is controlled by Iran and Iran fanaticals. You know, did we learn anything from 9/11? It's 20-year anniversary. Steve, to me, it's ludicrous.
Lou, if we went to Afghanistan for a good reason, and I believe we did, albeit for probably way too long, Lou, we should exit with class and respect. Lou, we don't have to go to the extremes. We don't have to occupy Afghanistan. Yes, our presence meant a difference. We should have held on to Bagram Air Base. We now know it's 400 miles from China.
China, yeah, exactly.
The automatic deterrent to China and not far away Russia and Iran. And this poor excuse for a president gives it up without a wink. I don't get it at all, though. It's unilateral disarmament against terrorism and also our state antagonists, Iran, Russia, and China, Iran terrorism also, Lou.
And he wants to cut it, and this president, Biden, wants to cut a deal with Iran. I mean, I don't understand this. A country that says death to Israel constantly, death to the United States constantly, and he's looking to make amends with them. I can't understand it. That's it. We got to be taking a break, and the phone number is 914-636-0110. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Good.
National news. Here is the latest update from Fox News Radio on 1460 WVOX.
News. I'm Ann Carrick. It's back to work for Congress on the agenda, massive spending.
Democrats are scrambling to write the $3.5 trillion social spending bill and couple that with the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Democrats aim to pass both this month.
There are some of our senators who want more than $3.5 trillion, some want less. In the Senate, we need 50 Democratic votes to pass the reconciliation bill. We need all 50. And in the House, they're going to need a bare margin to pass both bills.
Fox's Chad Pergram with Senator Chuck Schumer. Concerns of another coronavirus surge following Labor Day weekend getaways.
The concern is really for the 47% of Americans who are not yet vaccinated. The CDC asking those folks to avoid travel altogether as the U.S. records more than 160,000 new infections a day.
Fox's Charles Watson. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Everything you need to get started in the morning.
Every morning.
Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
We're back, everybody. I'm told Lorraine's on the line. Lorraine, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Lorraine. How you doing? Hey, how was your house? Everything was all right?
Yeah, everything's... I just had a little trickle of water, but I'm very concerned about the high school in Isaac.
Uh-huh. What's the story?
The high school has been completely flooded, and they will not be returning to school. We don't know when.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear that.
This is the high school?
Yes, the high school. And because all the bottom floor... got ruined. The library and you know, I guess the exercise room or whatever, the whole bottom
floor. Hey, Lorraine, what? The budget's only $300 million. I guess there's no room.
I know. And Isaac, the bottom floor as well.
I could imagine.
Music room, et cetera, cafeteria. But they said they'll be back on the 13th, but I...
Don't bet on it.
Pardon me? It's not that I don't count on it. I really think we need a complete list from Mr. Turnhour about what actually is damaged and what are we going to do about this.
Hey, Lorraine, remember the big conversation piece of the Democrat convention is infrastructure, and it's a legitimate issue. But instead of talking about worldly things like green, all very interesting, we need to take care of our sewers, our waterproofing of basements of public buildings and roofs. Who's talking about that? I don't think anyone is.
No, and on Wednesday there's going to be a Zoom meeting with the superintendent about what I guess they're going to plan, what they're going to do about this.
What type of meeting? I'm sorry.
Wednesday.
What'd you call it? A Zoom meeting?
A Zoom meeting.
Zoom meeting. I'm sorry.
Zoom.
Hey, Lorraine, yes. I have to ask you a question. High school is flooded and Isaac is flooded. Is there any way possible that we can get federal money for that so that's not another burden onto the taxpayer roll here?
I don't know. Maybe they'll say something on Wednesday.
Yeah.
But what I'm worried about is, and I said it last week, was that some of the older schools for ventilation had to have like a makeshift fan, which was like framed with wood. And in the morning, somebody had to put it in a window of the classroom, and at night, take it out.
Why did they have to take it out?
Pardon me?
Why take it out? Security?
Security reasons. So, I mean, they've had all summer to try to have somebody custom make ventilation, you know, proper ventilation for these classrooms, because now with the flood, but also because of the disease, the COVID, ventilation is very important. So I'm wondering what we're going to do about that. Are we going to keep having this makeshift, you know,
Lorraine, haven't you heard about the woodworker shortage, the great woodworker shortage of 2020?
No, I know.
You know, there are hordes and hordes of, God bless them, Lou and Lorraine, immigrant, Spanish-speaking carpenters. If you want renovation done, you just got to go down to Union Avenue. There are many and very qualified workers there. Why can't the school board find such people?
Well, you know, it's government. That's what I think it is. I mean, I'm just wondering how slow, and they're going to have to put out for bids, and, you know, this has to be discussed. I don't know. I said maybe they should try to find portables and put them up.
There's a way to cover it.
I'd like to see if we get state aid or federal aid for this.
Right,
because it shouldn't be another burden onto the taxpayer.
Yes.
I mean, we already went for Daniel Webster a couple of years ago.
Right.
School taxes are so high as they are now in New Rochelle. How much more can you put a burden on the homeowner?
Where did the ceiling collapse? Was that Columbus or Webster?
Webster. That was Webster.
No, that was Webster. That
Webster.
Was
Webster
collapsed.
School.
Yep.
Yeah, Webster.
Shame.
And they retrofitted state of the art for Holy Family.
Of course.
And then we went back to Webster, and Holy Family had the benefit of it.
Yes, of course.
And you know, so.
I'm asking you, is anybody going to raise the issue at the next school board meeting?
Well, I guess you can ask questions through Zoom, and then Thursday is supposed to be the regular school board meeting, but I guess we have to wait and see what's what.
Incredible.
It's really sad. I mean, how do you have a whole new library? I mean, what's that going to cost?
Unbelievable. That's going to be.
And the loss of books, right? Of course, it's got to be
all the books, and I think they had computers in the library. I mean, we went to meetings down in that library.
Of course, I've been there. Great library it was. It's a terrible disgrace, Lorraine. And again, yeah. Everybody didn't take the threat seriously. Myself, most prominently.
No, I mean, they said that the lakes overflowed as well.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you can't control that, really. I mean, they did make the lake smaller.
Right.
But the thing is, I just hope that who's in charge really makes the best decisions on how to go about getting the kids back and fixing the school.
And, Lorraine, the problem is, you know, those school board meetings are underattended. Somebody in the audience has proposed, Lou, Lorraine, that the school board districts be assigned by geography. I think there's a good argument for that, and there's an argument against it. But right now, let's face it, nobody in the entire city, most people don't know the composition of the New Rochelle School Board. They don't know who to call, and those school board meetings are underattended.
Right.
So let's face it, where's the constituency? Isn't anybody paying attention to their school taxes? I don't get it.
I don't either. I mean, my dream is to have Albert Leonard and Isaac be combined in some way so that we only have like one middle school. But maybe this will happen if kids have to go up to Albert Leonard, put some portables there, and, you know, combine the children. I don't know.
Let me ask you this. As far as we know, Albert Leonard's in fairly good shape, right?
Yes.
So
I'm surprised nothing happened to Ward, because that's kind of in a gully.
Yes, it is, and it's hard to predict, because people in my neighborhood, you know, on hilltops had claims, and people at the bottom in these literal pits of geography had no claims. It's hard to trace. But, Lou, maybe you can say something about the practicality of this. Why can't we take Albert Leonard School, which, as far as I know, is structurally sound, and offer special, maybe a semester of night classes to all the middle school kids who were displaced by the storm? Is that impossible?
I'm going to put my two cents in here now, and I'm going to be honest, because that's the way I am. The people, no disrespect, Steve, you live in the North End, but the people in the North End aren't going to want kids from the South End of New Rochelle coming up to their school district. I say it the way I see it.
I agree with you, but I got to tell you, we have an obligation to educate our kids. There are compulsory education laws, which to me are very, very prominent nowadays in the debate over diversity, equity, inclusion, and CRT. And I think residents of the South End deserve an education for their kids.
I totally agree with
and
that.
And I'd like to see somebody on the school board advocating for them, such as getting them education, maybe at the high school at night. Maybe it's less of a trip.
Well, I don't know. Lou, were you around when the high school burnt down?
I was living in Mount Vernon at that time. But I remember.
Right. Because,
I remember.
I mean, they had split sessions, and they had portable classrooms.
Yes.
You know, and I don't know how long that took. I forget how long that took to be rebuilt.
But you can ask your husband, Lorraine, who I know is in contracting. The state of modular construction is way advanced of what it was decades ago.
Oh, yes.
I bet you have substitute rooms in a matter of weeks rather than months.
Right. So let's hope they fix it properly and, you know,
and the kids
get back to school, because they were all looking forward to it.
Thanks for tipping us off.
Thanks, Lorraine.
Important
issue.
You're
welcome.
Thank you so much, Lorraine. Okay, let's get to the next call. We got Larry on the line. Larry, you there? All right, he's right there. We hold on a second. Larry Tolt. Larry?
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey, Larry, hi, guys. What's up?
Happy Labor Day.
Yeah, you too.
Same too, Larry.
You too, Larry.
I was at the high school when it burnt down. And I couldn't believe how fast they got us back into school. It was only a matter of a day or two. And we were back in the module units. I was thinking, well, we got a month off, you know?
Yeah.
No such thing. They can do the same thing.
Sorry, Larry. You must have ruined your social life or something.
how it is when you're a kid. You don't feel like going to school anyway.
Not for anything.
But, you know, what's the matter with all these buildings? They got floods. So the commercial schools are not insured.
Oh, for sure.
We insure our houses and everything.
Of course.
The schools aren't insured.
That's it. I think we should be able to get federal money. Why put this burden on the taxpayer? It's another big burden. You know, we should see if we can get federal money or state money from this or whatever and try to get these schools fixed like that, Steve and Larry.
I'm in agreement. We should
keep putting burden on the taxpayer? We're overtaxed.
Any port in a storm, I grant you, but Larry, I'm sure Larry will advocate, why can't our school authorities, operating with a $300 million budget, at least have a regular system of maintenance or at least of inspection? What do you think, Larry?
Right. I want to get off the schools and the environmental stuff.
Go ahead.
On the verge of losing our country. We got open borders. We have infected people being spread all over the country. Although the Biden administration will tell you as Americans, wear the mask, get vaccinated, social distancing, and this and that. Meanwhile, we got the estimate is like 2 million people.
Yes.
20% are infected.
Infected, yes.
I don't believe any of those statistics. I think they're much higher. So they're being snuck in, even at Westchester, in the middle of the night and being spread throughout the communities. They wonder why the numbers are going up. Also,
that's right.
Top it all,
you're right,
Larry. Open borders, and Lou, you're right. $90 billion worth of our, not only weapons that these slobs have now, they have
technology.
High-tech weapons.
Exactly.
You know? And Russia and China are already dissecting them. There's a girl on Fox News called, her show name is, she has no agenda, Laura something.
Laura Ingraham?
But anyway, she said that we could stop this today, right now, destroy all the weapons. Why isn't it being done? You know something, Lou? It's a disgrace that we allow this guy to be in the presidency. He should be not only impeached, he should be brought up on charges of treason for what he's doing. In 7 months, he's done more destruction to this country than any enemy.
And Larry, next week is the 9/11 memorial, 20 years. And what do? We left close to $87 billion of equipment, technology, high-tech stuff there to these people.
And Larry,
to a Taliban administration.
And now that we're looking at the historical calendar, Larry, let's go back 80 years. December, it'll be another anniversary of the sorriest day in our
Larry,
history.
Larry, hold on. We got to take a break. That's the music.
The saddest day in our history, December 7th.
Hold on, Larry. We've got to take a quick break.
Yeah,
top of the hour.
Yep.
All right. We'll be right back after this break.
Okay.